Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Lil' Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Lil' Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty and the blonde bombshell right here, baby. Oh,
bombshell now.
Yeah, changing up this a little bit. Good, trying to feel it. Check that out. The old Guinness. Tall,
oh, Guinness
thick,
Ron.
Wide pour of Guinness.
Tall, thick, wide pour.
Glass of Guinness or what'd you say, blonde with that black base. And also Byron. Byron's in the building as Tyler is now trying to break the streak of losing.
Damn, I hope it happens for him.
I do too, boy. I feel bad for him. If Tyler goes down there and go 0-3 in the last 3 years of him going or picking a road game and him losing, I mean, he tried to pick an easy one last year. I mean, he tried to pick Carolina and they still lost. It's a problem. It's a thing, and the football gods are telling you, stop taking your ass on the road and your Texan stuff. Stop it. All right. But Tyler, he's out. Byron is in the building. A lot to get to here. Remember, 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes, and we are live here at Aranda's Sports Bar, inside of Taqueritas Aranda's. Come on out, hang out, have a good time with us. We've had a lot of people win prizes, still some prizes to go before we get out of here. And good food, good drinks. I see Clint, you finally caved in. You did good, though. You did good, man.
I don't have too much of a problem, man. Just avoiding carbs, man. I just avoid the carbs, baby.
The first
month it was really difficult because I could.
Now you're used to it.
You see that that little basket of chips sitting over there?
Mm-hmm.
I could knock that whole thing down in a break.
Not a break.
You sent me some hot sauce and maybe some little queso next to that and a break.
You'll
look over and I'll be complaining because ain't number crumbs left.
Not in a break. Mm-hmm. I'll give you 25 minutes. Not in a break.
Absolutely, in a break.
Do you go multiple chips at once? Like, do you or you or you?
If I so happen to grab them, like that's me right there. just shovel it in, man.
And then pour the queso.
The embarrassing part of it is like when you're not paying attention, just like how quickly you just like one after another. You're like, hey, slow down, man. Gosh, ain't nobody taking your chips. You can't get to the bottom.
Sometimes it's so good.
They'll put a whole basket back down there. You can't eat them fast enough.
And sometimes it's so good. Ooh, I'm trying hard not to get that queso. I really am. I've tried real hard not to get that
cheese.
Queso.
That cheese ain't gonna hurt.
Somebody brought it out. Yeah, man, yeah, it's gonna hurt me.
Get you some meat like this to dip in there.
They had meat. I'm telling you, man. I ordered the same thing you got. So it's good, man. Good food, good drinks. Come on out here. The margaritas frozen or on the rocks have been fantastic. Everybody has been taking a turn drinking those up. All right, the Astros, let's start there, as they got a big series over the weekend to try to add to this division lead. Their magic number is 5 right now, as they have a 5-game lead over the Seattle Mariners. Tonight's lineup, Jose Altuve, who was off last night, he's back in that thing and leading off playing second base. And the DH tonight, Yordan Alvarez, he's in the lineup. Kyle Tucker is in right field. Bregman is at third base. And Yiner Diaz is batting fifth at first base. And, Clint, we wondered what the lineup would be back when all of them were in the game, and they did do that. They just put they didn't put Bregman in the two spot. He led off yesterday, but they do have Bregman in that four spot. But it's Altuve, Yordan, Kyle Tucker, Bregman, then Diaz behind that top four. Pena, Victor Caratini is catching behind Pena. Jake Myers in center, and then Dubon is in left field. And they are going behind. Listen, I know Justin Verlander has had some huge starts in his career, huge playoff starts, huge starts where the Cy Young, the MVP is on the line. He's had some major, major moments in his career, I think, over Kershaw, the best pitcher of his generation. But Clint, for him and his chances to pitch in the starting rotation to get starts in the postseason or a start in the postseason, this is a huge, huge game for Justin Verlander. His last game, he didn't get crushed. He only went five innings and you know, gave his team a chance. The previous starts before that, he hadn't given his team a chance. I mean, it was eight runs before you could blink. He had to get out. These are big starts. It looks like he has this one and maybe one more before the postseason will start. And if he is going to try to get in the rotation, I think he's definitely got to pick it up and add to it these last two starts.
Yeah, you're right. This is a big start for Verlander. Obviously, you know, look, I think Verlander's very aware. I think he's fair. I think when it boils down to it, whatever it looks like for Verlander in the sense of whatever role he's going to feel, I think he will pull his boots up and be that guy, whether it's out of the pen or it's in the starting rotation. You know, I think the best case for the Astros, obviously, is if he turns his corner and he pitches well tonight, and then his next start, and they make this decision really difficult for Joe Espada. That's best case scenario for all of us fans, right? But I really, at this point, to be honest with you, this is crazy to think this. I don't care where he lands.
Yeah.
I mean, I really don't. I guess maybe I shouldn't be as confident as I am in the depth in this rotation and how good they really are. And then you look at it, you're going to have two really, tremendous arms, whoever they are, coming out of the pen in a long relief role. So I don't, if Verlander's a starter or if Verlander's a guy that when the wheels come off of somebody early on can come out of that bullpen and give you three or four innings or maybe even more, I like him. I like him in either role, to be completely honest with you. I like Kikuchi in who's that? Kikuchi in whatever role you have him in. You know, Spencer Arrighetti, I'm good with it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Fromber and Hunter are the only two that I'm like, yeah, I mean, obviously those two dudes, I mean, they're taking the ball from jump. I mean, everybody else is like, you know, I feel really good about however Joe lines that thing up, I feel really good about.
Yeah, and I think it's a really big game for him, and I think it's for him to even have a chance to get into a spot to get postseason starts with whatever everybody else has been doing. Like, he's got to dominate a lineup like this one. This isn't even close to a postseason lineup that he'll face. I mean, they got some guy in there named Jack Lopez. I mean, could you tell me what you think a Jack Lopez looks like? A fellow by the name of Jack with a last name Lopez.
You know, it's crazy. It's crazy. I remember Jack Lopez.
You had a Jack Lopez?
And this Jack Lopez.
You know him?
No, I don't know him, but I've seen him, and he
pull up Jack.
He does not. I don't. If it reminds me, he either doesn't look like a Jack or he doesn't look like a Lopez. One of them.
He looks like a Lopez.
Yes, that's right. That's what it was.
That Jack has caught me off guard, and I thought maybe when I looked it up, maybe that was just a name that he was going by. That was short. No, my man's name is Jack Henry. Henry Lopez.
I've told you many a time, I was the only white guy on the All-Star team, and the rest of them were all Hispanic, and there was not one Jack.
I've never seen a Jack.
I've never met a Hispanic Jack.
I don't either, and I'm sure we could ask around. Maybe there's some people in here who know some, but I've never seen a Jack. I'm looking at this lineup. Taylor Ward is the only person that I, for the most part, really know. Like, this is a lineup that he should he should have his way with, especially if he's going to have a chance to make starts against teams like the Twins, and if they get past that, teams like the Yankees or the Orioles or other teams like that. So it's a big start for him if he wants to have a chance. You know he's a competitor. And
nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You know he'll do whatever is best for the team, and I think we'll understand it. But he's a competitor. He came back here, and the last time when the season started, he was the ace.
Yeah. No doubt he wants the postseason start, but for me, we got dudes. We got guns, man. Let's go. When this thing pops, you reading that lineup.
Who are these guys?
I'm not talking about them over there, but I'm talking about these Strohs. They must be dead ass serious, this Yordan Alvarez in a two-hole.
Oh, it's dead, yes. Yeah,
I mean, what are we, 10 games away? Are we 10 games from the end of the season?
We're in it. Yeah.
I mean, we're in playoff mode at this point in time.
It's what he's been for – this is weeks.
Well, you know that but you know that don't mean nothing. I mean, Joe will float that thing around
he has floated a lot of different things, but he has not changed that.
I like Bregman in that two-hole, man.
I like
Yordan getting that first at bat. I like him getting more looks at the pitch.
Man. I think this is a real thing. I think it's a real thing. All right, Verlander, big start tonight as the Astros look to win game two of this series.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Texans are in Minnesota, and they will look to try to get to 3-0. Somebody will get to 3-0, as the Vikings as well are 2-0. But here is the injury report. I'll start with the Vikings here. The major one was Justin Jefferson, and he will go. He will play his practice all week with that groin issue that took him out of the end of the 49ers game. But he will play this week. The Texans, Clint, I think this is kind of the big story of the day. If you're just getting in your cars, a lot of people getting off work at 5 o'clock. The story of the day, the running back situation. Your top two running backs are listed as followed. Joe Mixon, who had 159 yards and was the AFC Offensive Player of the Week and got that big-ass chain, he is doubtful. He is listed as doubtful in this game, so the likelihood is that Joe Mixon will not play in this game. And his backup, Damian Pierce, he is already listed as out here on Friday. So he is not going to play. So their top two running backs are out. Clint, I want to get to that first here, but I also want to get across the center position, which was the other position where there were players missing practice. The top two centers are listed as questionable. Juice Scruggs, as well as Jarrett Patterson. They are both listed as questionable. Juice Scruggs did practice today, Clint, which is a good sign that he may return. And there have been reports that he is on schedule to return. So those are the top two things there. The running back situation looks a little bit more bleak than the offensive line center position right now. But it looks like right now Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce are out, and it will be a Cam Akers game.
Yeah, the good news is Juice Scruggs is in. The rest of the stuff, I don't care who's toting a rock behind him. I mean, if this offensive line is whole, we've seen them whole, although it was not, obviously the Colts are not as good a front as we thought they were. The Texans were really good, and they were really good getting to the second level with their interior guys. They were really good at running that outside zone, which again is you know, the better the center is, the better the communication is, the better you're going to be there. So give me Juice Scruggs, and I don't give a damn who's toting the rock. I'll be honest with you. Obviously, I would prefer Joe Mixon, but I'm amped about watching Cam Akers. I think now that we know he's healthy, we've seen it in the preseason. The vision is real. That cutback that he brings to the table is real. The ability to catch the ball out of the backfield was good in the preseason. I think it's actually good. I mean, it's better than what we saw in the preseason. The fact that dude's healthy. Another tip of the cap to Nick Caserio for going out and finding this guy. I hate that we've got to have him this early in the season, but the fact that we are three deep at the running back position of guys that you can trust to run the offense, know the offense, to be able to protect and tote the rock is again a big tip of the cap to Nick Caserio. Cam Akers at the running back position, I'm excited about, but most importantly because the offensive line is whole.
Yes.
They got to be able to run the football well. Like we talked about earlier, man, the 49ers starting running back was at 20 carries for 100 yards. He averaged 5 yards a carry. And now I don't in any way, shape, or form expect this offensive line to be the 49ers, which I think is one of, if not the most physical group in the game. I think it'd be unfair to expect that, but I expect them to be able to run the football against the Vikings.
Yeah, I would hope that they're able to do that. And I do agree with you from the standpoint in this one game scenario, I would rather if you're telling me right now, all right, what if you had to pick, would you rather have Juice Scruggs be healthy and the offensive line be whole, or would you rather have Joe Mixon and Damian Pierce be healthy? I think for a one game scenario, in terms of what you got to do in terms of protection and trying to run the ball. I think one game I could see how Juice Scruggs could be the one that's the more valuable piece right now, especially in having to protect C.J. Stroud. Because, listen, we see how bad the Colts are. I don't know how many games against pretty good front sevens the Texans are going to be able to just say, hey, man, we'll just lean on the running game today, yeah, the way they were able to do against the Colts. They got to protect. Like, you know, if the Colts were just a bit better in the run game, the way they were rushing the passer, that could have been a problem for C.J. Stroud if they had to be put more in their hands. So I think for the one-game scenario, not long-term, I think you could see in this game with what the Vikings can do, it would make more sense to say, hey, if we can have our offensive line at its complete, you know, whole, that would be the better thing for the Texans. I could see that.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, finally, man, Clint, you know how I feel. Since we first got here, you know how I feel about greatness. And we saw and witnessed greatness, not just last night, but all year, with Shohei Ohtani. Shohei Ohtani becomes the first player of the 50-50 club. 50 home runs, he's got 51 of them. And 50 stolen bases, he's got 51 of those. And yesterday, he capped that off in Florida with a 6-for-6 performance, 3 home runs, 2 doubles, and a single. He was close to getting the cycle. He got thrown out at third base trying to get to the cycle. And he also stole 2 bases and had 10 RBIs in a game. He is going to win the National League MVP. And, Clint, this is a guy who we've seen pitch to be in a Cy Young category. Like, he has been in those conversations when he has been a pitcher as well as hitting. What he has done this year, it is crazy to think that they would have gotten their money's worth in terms of performance from him, and he couldn't pitch, which we knew he had the Tommy John. They've gotten their money's worth, Clinton, and he hasn't even been able to pitch yet. And wait till he is able to do that. That is a scary, scary, scary look for what the Dodgers could do. But it was amazing to watch greatness and see Shohei Ohtani do what he did last
night. While the numbers he's putting up, let's be honest, that he should be the MVP until he retires.
Until he retires. I mean, he's got to play the games.
But, Ryan, if he pitches and if he's just half the pitcher that he was, and if he just continues to swing.
Now, if he hits like this, yeah.
Well, I mean, he doesn't have to be 50-50, but if he just continues to be an all-star hitting-wise and he's got the ability to be an ace in a rotation, ain't nobody even remotely close from an MVP perspective.
It's the craziness is he's hitting like Shohei Ohtani, but he pitches like Hunter Brown. like you know what I mean? Like, he's put that type of production. He's putting that type of production up. Crazy. Which is that you're getting that in one player. That is a scary, scary thing. All right, coming up as we continue. All right, we talked about what potentially this run game could look like. What's your expectations now? Have they completely dropped now that there's no potential of Joe Mixon or Dameon Pierce? Do you not have high expectations for the Texans' run game against the Vikings? What is your expectation now? We'll discuss that coming up next.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.